And only last week we were speaking about one of the rare native orchids that we have growing here in the southeast, and the project being carried out to grow and reintroduce more of the plants back into various habitat areas. That particular project was specific to the magnetic sun orchid. But the Nature Glenelg Trust has received funding for a new initiative aimed at growing normally unavailable species for revegetation projects across our region. And Becky McCann is back with us, coordinating the Cross-Border Community Nursery Project. Good morning.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
Good day for being out doing what you do today.
It certainly is.
Although it's going to get hot, something like 30 degrees, the estimated top in some parts of the region. So this project, the Cross-Border Community Nursery Project, what is it?
Well, it's about working with and supporting our local native plant growers, the direct seed contractors, seed collectors, and anyone who's working in revegetation works across not only the southeast of SA, but also cross-border into the southwest of Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about ultimately improving the diversity of plants that are available for local reveg projects. So there's a lot of good stuff that's going on out there. Got some fantastic growers and collectors across that cross-border region. But we're still having issues being able to access or being able to source particular plants that are quite important.
What's the challenge here? Who's stopping or what's stopping rather than who?
Well, it's one of the issues is being able to source the seed. So it could be that the plants are putting out seed, but it's not viable, or there's hardly any of it left. So trying to get enough seed is a massive issue. That, from talking to people, it certainly is one of the major issues. So this project could potentially be involved in helping set up some seed production areas to make some of the seed a bit more available.
Mm.
Another issue is just cracking the code with some of these species. They've got some of them have very specific germination issues and things like that. And although through the project we will be running some trials, I know that I don't want to be reinventing the wheel. A lot of this information is already out there, so it's just about connecting to the right people and sharing that information with all of our growers and people who are interested out there.
I was talking earlier about a very fine, specific plant known as the orchid, of course.
Yes.
But are they plants like that, or is it the more hardier vegetation that you're looking at?
It's a little bit of everything, particularly. Well, the southeast and the southwest of Victoria are renowned for their wetlands.
Yep.
But being able to source a good and consistent lot of wetland plants that grow within the water and on the water's edge is quite difficult. So some of them are quite hardy, like some of your sedges, and some of them can be a little bit more delicate. So, and also some of our woodland species, particularly the ground covers.
Mm.
Again, I think that in a lot of the cases, we know how to grow these things, but it's just being able to have the quantities there.
Yeah, because we are talking about tiny little seeds.
We certainly are.
And we're talking about big plants, so you need a lot of those little seeds to get the big plants, don't you?
That's right, and it's not just tube stock. It's also direct seeding, which is when you get a whole lot of different seed and you broadcast it, you throw it out, as opposed to growing within
You would
pots.
See yourself doing that?
Oh, well, no, there's people who do that already. But that requires a lot more seed. So at the moment with the project, I'm just trying to collect a bit of information on what's going on out there, what's working well, what's missing. Because like I said, there's a lot of great things going on, and I want this project to be able to support the growers. That's our number one priority is for us. We've made it hard for ourselves. We want to grow the hard things and then pass the information on to support the local industries who are growing these things and continue the good work.
All right. How can people contact you?
They can contact me a couple of ways. My number is 0409 842 471. Or you can look us up, just Google Nature Glenelg Trust, if you'll find all the stuff on the website.
We'll talk to you again, Becky. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
No worries, Dan.
Becky McCann, ecologist and community engagement specialist, coordinating the Cross-Border Community Nursery Project.